preacher went out walking. It was on one Sunday morn. And of course it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear sat down in the middle of the road, just as mean as he could be. And that old preacher, he commenced to shake it, and he climbed up a simmon tree. The bear stood up and he rolled his eyes, and he shook that mean old head. The preacher looked up into the skies, and these are the words he said. Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. And now, Lord, if you don't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear. Well, the bear, he commenced to climb in that tree, and that made the preacher sore. So the preacher climbed still higher, till he couldn't climb no more. And about that time the limb gave way, and they both come a-tumbling down. And when that preacher began to pray, well, you could hear him for miles around. Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. And now, oh Lord, if you don't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear. Well, they fought all the way down to the river, and it was a terrible fight. That bear was really laying it on, but that old preacher, he was doing all right. He dragged that beast down to the water. It was three times in and out. The bear got loose and he limped away, and the preacher, he began to shout. Oh, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then. Now, it may not seem like much to you, Lord, from where you sit up there, but the hardest thing that I ever done, well, it was baptizing that bear.